Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. It's been a big weekend for rain across much of the state, so much so that there's been flash flood warnings in northwest Montana and even snow in some of the high country. National Weather Service meteorologist Jen Kitzmiller says things should start drying out tomorrow, but we are looking at the possibility of more rain later on this week.
There's not a ton of confidence in that at this moment, but something that we'll be keeping an eye on, especially given the already saturated soils and moisture that we'll have from this current system. So something to keep an eye on.
Glacier National Park actually had to shut down the Going to the Sun Road Sunday afternoon because of the fear of flash floods and other problems in the high country. And there's also warnings still out there to be very careful for hypothermic conditions. U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy is suing an Idaho ammunition manufacturer alleging that defective rifle rounds caused him injury on two separate occasions. According to a report by the Daily Montana, the Montana Republican filed the lawsuit in federal court after claiming Freedom Munitions 308 rounds exploded in his rifle's chamber. The first incident reportedly happened in Maher County in the fall of 2024, causing cuts to his face and hands. A second incident in September 2025 reportedly required medical stitches. The lawsuit alleges the company prioritized profits over safety and failed to adequately warn customers despite acknowledging issues with the ammunition on its website. Freedom Munitions has denied the allegations. A judge has been assigned to the case. It'll be held in the Helena Division of U.S. District Court. Sheehy had made headlines in 2024 after discussing a bullet lodged in his arm during a friendly fire incident in Afghanistan, but came under scrutiny when a 2015 citation in Glacier National Park later surfaced, where he was fined for discharging a gun in the park after a pistol reportedly fell from his gear and went off, hitting his arm. He later said he fabricated that story to protect his fellow service members who were involved in the incident overseas. This is the Montana State News Network.